This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rule-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. Secretary West in External Affairs Ministry Sibi George has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb discussed the current evolving situation in West Asia. Replying to a query while briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. George said both leaders held wide-ranging discussions and covered all aspects of bilateral relationship.
Finland have expressed interest to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, which is welcomed by India. We also agreed to have cooperation in the Arctic-related areas. Finnish aid reiterated its support to India's fight against terrorism, including cross-border terrorism. The visit focused on three T's: trade, technology and talent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing this morning. Under this theme, 8 different webinar sessions are being held covering 4 major sectors: agriculture, animal husbandry and dairying, fisheries and rural livelihoods. The post-budget webinar will focus on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. It will also deliberate on the opportunities offered by Bharat Vistar, the AI-powered digital public infrastructure for agriculture. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has announced a 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea to ensure global energy market stability. This measure focuses on allowing the purchase of Russian oil that has been stranded at sea, ensuring that these existing supplies can reach their destination rather than being lost to the complexities of international logistics. The Ministry of Rural Development, in collaboration with My Bharat, will launch a nationwide digital campaign titled VBG Ramji Youth Digital Campaign from today. The objective of the campaign is to ensure widespread public awareness about the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rural Employment and Livelihood Mission Rural Act 2025. The campaign aims to place youth at the center of the initiative and engage them through participatory activities such as quizzes, video challenges and creative competitions, turning it into a nationwide digital mass movement. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed India's strong commitment to eliminating cervical cancer as a public health problem and strengthening global health cooperation. Virtually addressing a press briefing on global health issues with the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the minister said India has adopted a multi-pronged strategy to combat the disease, focusing on prevention, screening, early detection and timely treatment. In Assam, an Indian Air Force IAF Sukhoi 30 MKI fighter jet crashed at Inglong Ekopi Hill in Bokaran subdivision of Karbi Anglong district during a routine training mission approximately 60 km from Jorhat Air Base. The aircraft, which took off from Jorhat Air Base 47 Squadron, lost radar contact at 7:42 p.m. yesterday. In Nepal, preliminary trends depict the Rashtriya Swatantra Party leading in 23 seats, while Nepali Congress and CPN-UML are leading in 3 each. Vote counting for the House of Representative elections is expected to be completed by tonight. The elections recorded a voter turnout of around 60%. In ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.